Bands of Partially Bound Rectangles, Tumblr by Martha Clippinger, 2020. Hand-dyed wool. A hand-woven tapestry hangs on the bare stone wall. Its height is almost double its width at 90 by 50 inches. The yarn is coarse but tightly woven into solid geometrics. The lines are straight and colors are intense. Across this vertical tapestry are six rows of horizontal rectangles. They are cool greens or golden browns. No two have the same dimensions. Most are bordered on two sides by L-shaped bands of intense reds or blackish purples. These partial borders all have an equal width of 4 inches and, if combined, zig, drop, and zag down the tapestry like a maze. The top row has a long blue-green rectangle bordered on the left and bottom by deep purple. A short golden-brown rectangle on the right is bordered top and right in bright red. The second row has a short golden-brown rectangle with a magenta border on the bottom and right. The long lime-green rectangle next to it is bordered on the left and top in bright red. The third row has two blue-green rectangles of almost the same hue. They are of equal width. The left one is bordered on the left and bottom by red, the right one on the top and right by black. The fourth row has three rectangles. The outer two are small and vertical. They are both deep teal. Only the right-hand one has a border. It is magenta on the left and bottom. The center rectangle is bright green. Its border L is dark maroon on the left and top. The fifth row has a golden-brown rectangle that is slightly longer than the teal one next to it. Magenta borders the first rectangle on its bottom and right. Dark maroon borders the second on its left and top. The last row has a short lime rectangle bounded top and right in midnight purple, and a longer deep teal one bordered bottom and right in bright red. Martha Clippinger's work is centered on a handmade craftsman approach. She has always embraced the inherent imperfections of off-kilter geometrics and irregular symmetries in both her painted constructions and her textiles. In 2014, Clippinger began an ongoing collaboration with weavers Licha González-Ruiz and Agustín Contreras-López of Teotitlán del Valle, Oaxaca, Mexico, to create tapetes, Spanish for rugs. The warps and wefts of the woven tapete structure influence Clippinger's geometric designs. While the intense hues of the hand-dyed woolen yarns contribute to the work's highly saturated palettes, Clippinger's process has always involved creating gouache and watercolor studies as a starting place for the tapete designs. Whenever possible, she selects the rug's colors in person in Mexico based on the dyed yarn that Licha and Agustín have available in their workshop. With the onset of COVID, Clippinger had to adapt her process of color selection using an app to communicate designs and colors to the weavers. This approach and the occasional use of Photoshop to play with color arrangements are the only digital elements in Clippinger's process. She states that the rugs require a slowness in their design creation that call for a more handmade, painterly approach. This description and recording are by Jantu on behalf of Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.